the Old Town East and Franklin Park tour of home, summer tour of historic homes, takes place on July 10th, and it begins at the Columbus City Preparatory School for Girls at 1390 Brighton Road. And here to talk about the tour is one of the co-chairs, Ann Twiggs, plus one of the homeowners. Introduce yourself.
Deb Leffman on Brighton Road.
This year, there are 16 homes and gardens that will be showcased along one quaint residential street with a wide diversity of homes.
Yes, this is Ann Twiggs speaking, and I am a co-chair along with my compatriot, Alex Mackey. And we decided this year that we would like to showcase Brighton Road. And because we wanted to partner with Franklin Park Neighborhood Association, so we started in Old Town and are going all the way down to Nelson with homes that probably many have never been on the tour before. So it's going to be a really exciting, eclectic tour incorporating two wonderful Near East neighborhoods.
And what makes Brighton Road unique from like other streets, such as Broad Street, Long Street, or like Main Street?
Well, one of the things that makes Brighton Road very different is that it is a historic neighborhood, and that means it's protected, and that people who purchase homes on the Brighton Road area are protected against all kinds of things that could be done to their property. But the other thing that makes it so unique is that it is a residential neighborhood, all residential, and it doesn't have businesses, and so it's a very wonderful neighborhood that I compare a little bit to the Neal Avenue over in Victorian Village. But it's a little quieter, and the houses are much more affordable.
Old Town East, they used to do a holiday tour, and they were one of the few communities that did them. And the tour was heavily reliant on both weather and getting all the homes, like, fancily decorated. Is the tour officially gone, or is it going to take a hiatus?
Well, we for a number of years, all we did was what we called a spring tour of homes. And many people remember that as being the Saturday or the Sunday after Mother's Day. But we decided to add a holiday tour to that schedule about, 15 years ago. So we've been doing two tours a year for many years, and it just got to be too much, to tell you the truth. We ran out of houses. We ran out of volunteers. It's hard to put a tour on, and doing two a year just seemed to be overwhelming. But we're open to starting the holiday tour up again if there's people who want to volunteer to put their homes on, decorate them up, and people who want to run the tour. But for right now, we found last year was our first summer tour, and it seemed to go over really well. People seemed to like that a lot, so we decided to do another summer tour this year.
And a lot of the homes that are in this neighborhood, especially on Brighton, are homes that aren't built. The structures aren't built anymore, and what makes the designs of these homes in Old Town East, especially the homes on Brighton, different from homes in, like, other places?
Well, most of the homes were built around the turn of the century. My home, I live on Brighton, was built in 1897, and, you know, it's been here for over 100 years, and you haven't seen it fallen down, so I guess one of the things that's so nice about the construction is it's built to last. And they are beautiful with big, huge ceilings. And I remember going to a house in Mirfield when I first got here for a party and noticed that I felt sort of cramped and claustrophobic. And I think it was because the ceilings were so low and they had such small wainscoting around the tops of the ceilings and the baseboards. So we have a lot to offer for as far as elegant housing is in Old Town, especially on Brighton Road.
Now, Deb, your house is on the tour, and how much time did it take for you to prepare, and what was your reaction when being asked to be on the tour?
Well, I felt like a deer in the headlights. I was a little bit nervous at first, but actually I'm quite honored to have been asked, and I'm still preparing. I started preparing as soon as I was asked to be on the tour back in March. I'm a bit of a perfectionist, and everything has to be the way I want it to be. So I'll probably be preparing all the way up until the tour date of July 10th. I've volunteered since 1997 on these tours of homes in Old Town East, so I'm very used to people coming through, what they look at, what they look for. And so this is my first time being on the tour, so I'm actually pretty excited.
And where can people go for more information on the tour, such as, like, to buy tickets?
Well, you can go to our website, Old Town, www.oldietownyeast.org. You can go to our website and PayPal. You can buy tickets through PayPal. You can also purchase tickets at Black Creek Bistro, Dogs and Cats, too, I believe it is, in German Village, and the Metropolitan Library Store. And finally, you can purchase them in Short North at Piece of Cake.
Wow. And that's the Summer Tour of Historic Homes, July 10th. From 1 to 7 p.m., and it begins at the Columbus City Preparatory School for Girls at 1390 Brighton Road. And thank you both for joining me and sharing the tour.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.